21 till 9, News Talk Live, News Talk 105, WGEM, and Craig Harley. Time for Book Notes. I'm not sure what to call you. I was almost going to call you a librarian, but you're really not.
I am a librarian.
You are?
Well, you can always call me a guru.
Okay, that would be better.
Information
guru. I mean, not that a librarian is demeaning for you.
Not at all.
But again, you know, just you represent the library. You know, you're the face, the voice of the Quincy Public Library. Katie Krauser joining us, and she's important. I mean, you're not like the big head boss of the library. You're one of them, though.
I'm about third in command at this point.
Third in command. There you go. Ready to go. Joining us to talk about what's happening at the library. So what's happening at the library, Katie?
Well, what's always happening at the library, Greg?
Well, people are coming in and they're using the Wi-Fi, I suppose. And, you know, perhaps, you know, using the computers there to, you know, to further their education. Maybe they're coming by to check out various forms of media. Perhaps they're coming to read a magazine.
You know exactly what's going on at the library. It's like you've been there. It's wonderful.
Yes, so. he's gone to the library in his lifetime. Isn't that special? Good
no,
for him.
We love that because that shows that you have a passion for the library and for what our services can do for the people in the community. And that really is one of the things that the library loves to promote. You know, it's not just about the books on the shelves or the media on the shelves or even the downloadable things that we can access or the electronic resources. It's all of those things put together and having the ability to go to the library for more than just, you know, checking out a book. You know, we've got the programs that are going on. We have activities and events. We had such a great weekend this week with our tea party for the kids, which was the Candyland themed tea party. And then we had a tea party for adults on Sunday, had some wonderful pieces from the Anne of Green Gables show. So, you know, just all of those things together make the library what it is.
Yeah. So if you're going to go when the library is open, maybe just go look around, maybe use some of the resource materials and stuff. What is the cost of admission?
Free. There is no charge to
wow.
come into the library.
You know, you've got like a whole building full of knowledge, and it's accessible to anyone?
To anyone. To anyone, you know, and we talked last week about reading off fines as part of the library's program this year. And I wanted to expand on that a little bit today because we had somebody call and ask how long that was going to be going on. And it really does go all the way through the end of May because it's part of our program guide for the January through May season. And so we want people to know this is an ongoing process. You don't have to read all of your fines off in 1 week or something like that.
You could.
Well, yes, you absolutely could. And I did want to share a story. This is something that happened over the weekend. And I was so thrilled to see this happen. The Quincy Public Library allows people to get library cards basically at birth, but not everyone knows that. And so we had a family that came in and they had two little girls. The older daughter had a card. The younger daughter did not have a card. And so the younger daughter asked if she could check books out on her older sister's card. Unfortunately, those books were overdue.
Oh.
And so she asked if it would be possible for she herself, the younger sister, to help her older sister read off those fines. And we said, absolutely, this is great. You know, you're willing to help share that accountability, that responsibility for making sure that the books come back on time. And so, of course, you can help share that responsibility of reading off the fines. And it was great. It was such a wonderful thing to see those two sisters sitting together at a table, reading together. You know, they each had their own book, but they really focused in on it and were able to read off a really nice chunk of those fines.
That's really, really great. I mean, the fine's sort of a slap in the wrist. You know, please don't return our materials late. You know, I don't want to use the word as a punishment, but it's
a reminder.
But again, yeah, it's a reminder, and you know, in here, you know, give us a few cents or whatever the fine is. But you know, if you don't want to pay, you know, okay, your reminder is you need to read. I mean, that's almost a reward. That's really, really a cool way to pay off those fines.
And it was. It was, like I said, just a great way for those girls to sit together and share that responsibility of making sure that the next time they check out books, they'll get their books back on time. So, you know, this is going on through May. It is for children under the age of 17. 17 and under are allowed to read off their fines. They do need to be reading in the library and check in with a staff member before they start their reading. 15 minutes of reading equals $1 off of your fines. So we were hoping that this takes off and gets all of these kids able to read again in time for summer reading.
Well, it sounds like you're off to a good start. I mean, if a sister is willing to help another sister with it, that's phenomenal.
I think it's great. So, yeah, that's just one of the many things that we have going on at the library. Of course, this week, you know, we have toddler time this morning. We have pre-K story time, preschool story time on Thursday morning. We are doing our play date on Friday, which is always a great time. All those events are at 10:15. Play date on Friday, this is one of those really fun ones that comes up because we have different stations set around the story time room. Sometimes it's shredded paper, sometimes it's the train set, sometimes it's the, you know, cars and a little roadways set out, or they can build with the Lego blocks, whatever it happens to be. And the kids can just go to whichever station. They play with the other kids that are there. It's just a great experience for all of them. And, of course, tonight we have our Adult Coloring Club, which is always...
There it is. That's always a popular event.
Yes, we love offering this. It's just a really nice, relaxing time for adults to come in. We provide the color sheets and markers or crayons or colored pencils or whatever with sharpeners because, of course, you do wear your points down pretty easily on that. We've got hot tea that is available and just soothing music. Come in and get relaxed before you face the rest of the week.
And don't worry about staying inside the lines.
Right. You can color however you want to color when you're...
Yes.
So, yes, it's just a great time. We really love being able to offer these as events. We also have our Super Saturday Story Time going on this Saturday. So that's going to be, you know, just an extra story time that we do once a month for people that maybe can't come in throughout the rest of the week. On Monday, we have Baby Time and then Monday Fun Day, which is going to be the dance party. So bring those kids in and wear them out. And Monday's movie, we are showing the movie Loving, which was, of course, the story of the interracial couple, was up for Oscar nominations last year, so that'll be our movie on Monday next week.
I don't remember that.
They were a couple in the 60s, mm-hmm. a white gentleman and an African-American woman who were married, and the state that they lived in did not recognize interracial marriages, and so their case went all the way to the Supreme Court to say, yes, it is legal for them to be married.
And it was a Best Picture nomination?
I don't remember what all nominations it got, but okay, it was definitely okay. Nominated for Oscars last year.
Yeah, I don't remember being in the theater for very long.
No, it was. I don't know that it came around very much here, but it was a
It wasn't a comic book character or an animation or an action movie or in 3D probably. So
probably, you know, not.
The likelihood of coming here, yeah, not great. But that's why you have Netflix and video stores.
But that's why we have the library.
And you have the library to show those obscure, little movies.
Exactly.
You know, they're not the blockbusters. They're not going to make $1 billion, but they didn't cost $1 billion to make either. And sometimes, you know, those are the best ones.
Exactly. When I spoke to some friends about this movie, they said that, you know, they felt like so much of the movie was just observing their day-to-day lives of that patient waiting for their life together to be recognized and to be justified, you know, to be approved of by the Supreme Court. Because there's not a lot of action in it. It's the daily life of this couple and mm-hmm. the struggles that they went through. So, you know, really just a patient movie, not an action film like where we usually
anticipate. It's a story.
It is.
Yeah, and those are awesome.
Yes. So, and, you know, looking forward to that, and it's a great way. Of course, moving into February, we'll be doing some Black History Month programming. We have Billy Dallas, who was, of course, the first African-American policeman in Quincy, and he was killed in the line of duty.
Yeah, aren't they doing something for him?
We are having there are actually two different events. We are having an event on Saturday the 3rd to talk about his life and the things mm-hmm. that William Dallas did, and then on the 7th, they are going to reveal the new headstones for William and his wife.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. That's amazing.
Yes, it's wonderful, and we're so thrilled that we were able to work with...
And is this replacing a headstone, or was there never a headstone?
If there was a headstone, it was not very well marked. So we are so thrilled to bring attention to this.
That's a shame that it was. Well, I mean, now it will be because, history-making stuff there.
Well, and a really strong family, too, because his son also then fought in the Spanish-American War and was in Cuba and was a hero there. So, honoring the entire family.
Well, that's that's a great way to kick off the month.
That's what I thought.
And good stuff. And What else is up? What are you reading?
Well, I have been listening to James Dashner's books, The Maze Runner and The Scorch Trials. And this is a series, I had not read it. I'd kind of been, you know, waiting on it because it came out around the same time that a lot of the young adult trilogies came out, the dystopian trilogies like The Hunger Games and things like that. So I had not jumped in on The Maze Runner, but I decided I would listen to it. And it's very fast paced. The main character is Thomas, and he wakes up and he is in a box. He comes up into this big maze, and there are about 50 other boys that are there kind of watching him to see what he'll do. But some of the boys have been in this maze for up to 2 years. They have a safe area that they stay in at night because the outside in the maze, there are monsters or, you know, kind of these created robots that will attack them and kill them. And so Thomas and his friends, you know, some of the boys turn out to be his friends. Some of them are not so friendly toward him, but they have to solve how to get out of the maze. And so Thomas and then the girl who arrives the next day after Thomas has been there, they're kind of the triggers that trigger the end of this experiment, because they do find out it's an experiment on them to try to figure out how to save the world, you know, from this disease and the sun flares that have been plaguing the outside world. And so they have to run through the maze. They have to determine, you know, if the walls are moving, what does it mean? How do they break this code to get out of the maze? And then also, you know, what comes next? What happens afterwards? So just very fast paced. As I was listening to it, because I got it as an audiobook, I was thinking, okay, this reminds me of Lord of the Flies to a certain extent. It reminds me very much of Ender's Game by Orson Scott Card. It reminds me of the Hunger Games series by Suzanne Collins. I mean, all of these other influences that you could see throughout this story. And of course, it did then become a major motion picture in 2014. So you can read the book, you can listen to the book, and you can go watch the movie all at the same time.
And I don't remember that movie either.
It was 2014. I think it was right after the Hunger Games series were, you know, kind of finishing up. So it got lost in the shuffle, I think.
Yeah, that happens. So many movies are made and you only have so many screens.
Exactly.
And it's like, you know, I may sound critical that, well, if it's not in 3D or an action or million-dollar movie, it's not going to play. There's just so many to choose from, and you want to choose the ones that that everybody wants to see. So
absolutely. You know, just another series for those kids. If they need something else fast-paced to read, you know, jump in and listen to The Maze Runner and finish up the trilogy.
Well, great. Good stuff at the library as usual.
Thank you.
And you've got that extension, that branch of the library over there at the supermarket.
Of course, out at County Market at 48th Street, we have the Quincy Public Library branch with our library kiosk vending machine, and you can have your held items picked up there, and of course the book drops that are available there and all over town. So if you're looking for more information, go to the Quincy Library website at quincylibrary.org, or you can always call us 223-1309.
Or just stop in.
Yes, come and visit us.
Stop in, grab something to eat, not something to eat, something to read. Don't bring food in, right?
We allow small snacks and drinks that are covered.
Okay, drinks that are covered.
Yes, and not at the computers, because we know even if you're very, very careful, things tend to fall into those keyboards and then they get all crummy and icky, and we just don't want sticky keyboards for our patrons. So
yeah, maybe leave the ice cream at home, though.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. And if you are going to eat or drink, you know, do it in one of the areas where it's easy to clean up.
Well, the whole thing is, what I was saying is, you can come on in and sit down, read something, and hang out for a while.
Absolutely. Read the magazines, read the newspapers, and just, you know, sometimes it's fun to just sit and people watch, see the interactions of the community that is built around the Quincy Public Library.
There you go. So good stuff. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Greg.
Book notes on News Talk 105 WGEM 852.